Welcome to the Commie House. This week, we discuss Witch Hat Atelier's anime adaption, Crystal recaps Volume 9 of Chainsaw Man, and we recap the final episodes of Sunny Boy. New episode drops on Thursday. Let's start this episode preview.
As they are building this, they talk to Rajani, who reveals that he doesn't really plan on going back home. He's been separated from that place so long, it's not really the place he needs to be now, because he's been in this world for 2,000 years. It'd be so shocking to go back to that.
Yeah. He's kind of evolved beyond it.
Yeah, he's transcended.
Mm-hmm.
He tells a story about this world homesick, about a world that was just like the world he came from.
Yeah.
But he finds out the master was creating this world from his memories, and he was just stuck in him. And no matter how long you walked, you couldn't find another soul.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the world changed into something else, where the master of the world's girlfriend showed up, but it's revealed that, like, it's not really her, it's just what the memories of the dude who created the world thought of her.
Yeah.
And they meet up with the principal. The principal says they must not go back. But Nagara, being the smart one, says,
You didn't say we couldn't go back.
You didn't say we couldn't. You didn't say we can't. So we still got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go. And even though they seem to have trouble, I think it's really not important, but I think it is like just a little thing where Asakaze is shown to be the one giving the one last push to return home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though he didn't want to go back home, he still gave them that help to make sure that they could do what they wanted to do.
Yep. He did.
They arrive at the light that Nozomi was seeing all this time. Mizuho finally asks, why did Nagara want to go back home? He says he finally saw the light she did. Next scene, we cut to Mizuho living her life.
Living my best? He was like, oh, no, it's not blackface. I'm an actual demon. It's fucking blackface.
Yo, get his ass.
They fucking stomped that nigga out.
Stomped him out.
Ate the meat off of his bones and then threw his bones into a bonfire. What are they trying to say about the left people? What are you saying? Are you saying that they're a rabid pack of dogs?
That's exactly what they said.
Can I see that lighter? I think you need to smoke weed after watching something like that. Look at Crystal's face.
I can just see it, and Yeah, I can see it mentally, and I'm just, no.